Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida from Bayonabarta. Today's episode is about unlucky household items. Feeling superstitious? According to cultural traditions, these are the home decor choices that could subject your abode to misfortune. Cacti. Bad news for plant parents. Plants with spiky or thorny exteriors are magnets for bad vibes. The prickly surfaces of cacti can bring tension into your home and relationships. The lone exception? Roses, whose thorny stems apparently aren't enough to taint the positive energy from the elegant blooms. An unmade bed? Perhaps concocted by frustrated parents, a superstition warns that not making your bed, or even being interrupted while making it, can doom you to a sleepless night. Try to stay free of distractions when you smooth your sheets and fluff up your pillows. An outdated calendar. Cultural traditions warn against using a timekeeping device incorrectly, claiming that it could bring misfortune, curtail prosperity, and even shorten your life. If you'd rather be on the safe side, make sure your home calendar doesn't fall behind the times. Dead or dry plants. If you want a lively home filled with positive energy, don't let dried up, lifeless plants remain on display. Having dead things in your home is set to bring in dead energy, tainting the dwelling's mojo. More superficially, shriveled up leaves and drooping stems probably won't make your home look any more presentable or inviting. Taxidermy. If dead plants are believed to bring negative energy into your abode, you can bet that dead animals are an absolute juju no-no. Do you really want that lifeless deer head greeting your guests? And can you really be positive those beady eyes aren't following you? Even less superstitious homeowners might want to think twice before displaying an animal carcass in their homes, since taxidermy can be a turn-off for potential home buyers. Now tell me, do you know any other superstitions? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!